It's Roxy 99.9 WWCT in an air-conditioned, gorgeous room with this gorgeous Luke Dick from Republican Hair.
Hey, how's it going?
It is going so great. There's mandalas on the wall. There's an orchid on the table.
Feels good.
And you have the most killer shades.
Thank you.
If those go missing, I don't know who took them.
My stylist gave them to me.
If you haven't heard of Republican Hair, you really need to. I don't even know where to categorize you.
Genre fluid.
I like it.
Genre fluid.
I like it. And you're out of Nashville.
Out of Nashville, we have a bunker where we hunker.
Yeah, hunker in the bunker.
Create music for the people. This is all for the people.
Well, the people appreciate.
Good.
At least this people does.
All right.
And does. And but you're also you're an artist all around. You've done documentaries.
Yeah, I got a documentary out that debuted at South By called Red Dog. I also do ice sculpting
for banquets and parties, bar mitzvahs.
Yeah, times are hard. It's hard to be a musician. You know, you got to hedge your bets.
Hedge your bets.
Diversify.
You're fantastic. And you've got a song that caught my ear that I can't say on commercial radio.
Sure, we can call it Duck a Bomb.
Duck a Bomb.
Uh-huh.
Catchy,
uh-huh.
And the meaning. Can you fill me in a little?
Yeah, I just I had these two rifles in my house that didn't work, and I thought that's kind of a good thing, right? There's a lot of mental health issues in my house.
Artists.
So anyway, I would rather I have more guitars than defunct rifles. So
that's good.
There it is.
And it is a great song. I'd like to play it on the radio.
We have a version.
Do you
can play? We do.
All right. Well, I'm gonna
Gene
need to get
at corporate
that.
Will send it to you.
Fantastic. And Chaotic God.
Chaotic Good.
Chaotic Good.
You can call it what you want, though.
I can't read without my glasses. Apparently, it's an aging thing.
Yeah.
So, are you born and raised in Nashville?
I was raised in Oklahoma.
Okay.
Yeah. I was born in Oklahoma City-ish and was raised in this little strip joint kind of-ish for a while. And then I moved out into very rural America and they had a dairy boy. You know, have you ever heard of a dairy boy? There's only one, so you probably haven't.
No, I have not.
They have
like a restaurant?
Ice cream and hamburgers, but it was about 20 miles away. So that's what I had. Played the drums in a chicken coop. That's how it was my intro to music. I'm not even lying. That sounds mythological, but it's true fact.
Wait, were there chickens in the coop or just you?
It was the chick coop. We would move the chicks to the chicken pen.
After the incubator situation.
After they got incubated, but I had all these speakers that I got from garage sales, and I would play Depeche Mode behind my drums and like Dire Straits.
So much.
And, Peter Gabriel, and then and now here I am. That was basically 3 days ago.
I was going to just ask how old you were.
I'm 87.
That's well, when you played with the chickens.
12.
12.
Yeah.
And you started playing early, young, writing.
Yeah. I started writing really crummy songs at 14.
Yeah, you're not gonna publish those.
They're horrible. I tore them up.
Were you in a band?
Yeah,
it was a solo.
All through high school, two bands.
What was your first band name?
The first band name was Fixture. It was like the height of bands that sounded like that name. You know? I'll let you guess what year that would have been.
Oh, probably about the time I was listening to Depeche Mode as well.
All right.
Well, I appreciate everything you're doing, and I hope to bring it to Peoria. If it plays in Peoria, it'll play anywhere.
We'll get there.
All right, and I'm digging the jumpsuits.
Thank you for the support. I appreciate it.
You got it, man.
Yeah.
All right. It's Luke Dick with a Republican Hair. Your hair does not look Republican at all, by the way.
Wow.
And this is 99.9 WWCT backstage at Bonnaroo.